Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali, and filling in for Dave Popowich is Andrew Masson. How are you?
I'm great, Faisal. Second week in a row.
Second week in a row. The wave is back. We're on a partial lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always look for opportunity in time of volatility. You know that's how what I do in my role. In the opportunity of this lockdown, do you know what it is?
No.
That's 2 weeks of no spending time with Dave Popowich. That's good opportunity. That's a really good thing. I get to spend time with you and not Dave.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Sounds good
to me. Let him stay in his home. Let him stay isolated away from me. That's a win-win.
Perfect.
We've got a great show today.
We do.
We've got an enormous amount of fraud happening in this province. Investment fraud and other types of scams. I think it's important for us to kind of educate everybody about that.
Absolutely. It is rampant in today's society, especially with COVID. And, you know, there's a lack of need. People want to make money quickly. They need to move quickly. And and unfortunately, bad things do happen.
And we had this small thing that happened a couple of weeks ago called the U.S. election.
Small. Yeah.
No drama. No issues. It was clean. It was like it wasn't even on the seventh page of the newspaper.
I don't know.
People still read newspapers, you know, that is.
What kind of drama are we talking about? Like
so in our situation here, we've seen so many issues, so many problems, so many potential outcomes from this. So we want to bring in some experts, talk about what happened in the election, what's happening right now, and what does it mean for Canadians. So it's going to be a very interesting show today, Andrew. We've had a very interesting week when it comes to the markets. Earlier in the week, the markets did a 180.
Yeah.
Pfizer came out with this research report saying that 90% of their patients under this COVID vaccine are doing well after 30 days, and the markets took off.
They sure did.
And it wasn't the conventional part of the markets that have been doing well from the beginning of the year or from the beginning of the pandemic. It was everything else. Like, give me a couple of examples of sectors that you saw that were like, wow, it jumped up like double digit in a day.
Double digit, like crazy numbers would be the cruise ships.
Cruise ships. All of a sudden, everybody's cruising.
That's right.
We've got an idea of a vaccine. An idea.
An idea.
It's not even ready yet. Ready to go. Cruise ships up double digits. Airlines up double digits.
Hotels.
Hotels up double digits. In fact, Zoom was down double digits. Because no one's going to go online now. We're all going back to normal.
Disney up.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was all over the map. And what it really signaled was is that there's a reality that there is potentially a vaccine in sight. But like you mentioned before, it's only shown us information for the last 30 days.
It's been interesting on how we're seeing money is invested in hope right now. Mm-hmm. I hope things turn around. Everybody has been locked down. This pandemic has taken a toll on almost every single individual out there. And the minute that there's some sort of hope that things are getting better, boom, the market takes off in areas that I guess they're bottom feeding. They're going after the ones that got hit the hardest. Energy shares. Apparently, if you have a vaccine, more people are going to use oil.
Well, there's a little bit of understanding that if you think about the economics to it.
For sure.
But the reality is we went from one side of the spectrum, which was all COVID names.
Yep.
Or what I call COVID names.
Correct.
Which are names that will benefit from people being in lockdown or being unable to go to work.
Food delivery services, home shopping.
Technology companies like Microsoft, because people still need to use computers.
Absolutely.
All those things, right?
Absolutely.
But now everybody sort of said, well, those names aren't important anymore because all these other ones are going to be fine now that there's a vaccine on the way.
What this whole thing about the pandemic and this vaccine idea through Pfizer outlined that there is still optimism in the markets. Whichever way you look at it, there's
Absolutely.
Optimism. There's ways to make money. What we failed to understand on the day that Pfizer announced was that, yes, there's a positive outcome of that trial. But no one talked about how many dosages do you need? And on average, it's two dosages per person. How are you going to get this around the world? Who gets priority? And it was interesting. We got, I think we had 20 million dosages that were purchased by the federal government in this country with an option to go up to 53.
Mm-hmm.
53 million, that means only 26 million people will have access to this.
Well, and the question also becomes just on those notions alone, which people get access first? Well, when does it come? Who get access first? And how long does that dosage work for? Because we don't know that yet.
It took 3 days for the markets to figure out that, yeah, we've got an idea with no logistics behind it. And mm-hmm. it's just an idea. It's not like they're ready to go. So what was interesting about this whole week when it came to the markets was we are moving forward. Things are developing. But we've got a lot to figure out. Just because you put an order, have you ever bought something online and never arrived?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we just ordered a whole bunch of dosages of a vaccine that we may not get. There's no guarantee Canadians, Americans, Europeans are going to get the first crack at it. Mm-hmm. No guarantee. There's nothing written out there that says we're guaranteed by these. What if it doesn't work? What happens after 60, 90 days with this Pfizer vaccine? We have no clue. And so with all those unknown, people started to realize that around Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
And that's when I go, well, looks like they're selling some of these good companies. And we think for the next 6, 7, 8 months, there's going to be a lot of this type of volatility and information. First of all, we've got this small thing that we talked about earlier called an election that we're trying to figure out. And then we've got this thing called pandemic and this vaccine that we're trying to figure out. And so there's going to be a lot of volatility. And so there's going to be a lot of issues when it comes to how do you invest in a way where you can still handle it over the longer term. And how do you pick your investments? This is going to be the crucial differentiation between good portfolios and high volatile portfolios.
Well, and I think the question always comes the same thing is, what's the strategy?
Yeah.
Strategy is always the key question. What's the strategy? How are we going to employ it? And what's going to happen it? So at the end of a strategy is always, what's the playbook during the strategy?
Yeah.
And so if there is no playbook, ladies and gentlemen, I think we better start looking.
The average investor, including the average advisor, mm-hmm. right now is investing what we call a collection of good ideas at the time. It's mm-hmm. a good idea to invest in ABC stock. It's a good idea. These are ideas. There's no strategy. How does one company relate to the other? Could you imagine if you own a company, let's say a big, large retailer, mm-hmm. and you own the shipping company that has the largest contract with them at the same time. That something goes wrong with that one company, both those investments are impacted. So how they correlated is the issue.
Yeah.
So this is where it becomes more important of proper portfolio structure, proper portfolio discipline. And that's the lesson I think our investors are going to learn the hard way, unfortunately, through this pandemic over the next, I think, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have to wait and see, but it was a very interesting week. We've got some hope out there. We've got some ideas of a potential vaccine that's getting, people are still looking for that. And when it gets euphoric about this vaccine, oh, I go shopping when things go down.
Mm-hmm.
I love taking profits when things take off for no real reason.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go profit taking when everybody goes crazy over this vaccine. And we're going to go shopping when this thing falls again. And they're selling for the wrong reasons. And that's how we do so well for our clients.
Well, and I think, Faisal, you know, when we think about shopping is always about, you know, taking advantage of situations. And there's always money to be made, as you've always said, in up markets and down markets.
Absolutely.
It's always important. But what's the strategy? What are you trying to do? And what are you trying to accomplish? And if we can't figure out what those things are, then is it a question of whether you want to invest?
And that's what we're going to talk about at our seminar, about the five pillars and the strategy and discipline behind it. But you'll have to join us on Tuesday, November 17th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this event. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, stay tuned after the break. We're going to talk about the results or lack thereof of the election and how is it going to impact us as Canadians. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.